Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Friday, February 14. In Squiz Kids today, cyclone lashes Lord Howe Island, the Great Spit Experiment, Disney's zombies are back, and Finley the Wonder Dog. That's what's making news, kids style.
The Lowdown.
Residents of Lord Howe Island, off the coast of New South Wales, were last night bunkering down as Cyclone Uwaisi charged towards them. The Bureau of Meteorology, which is Australia's official weather agency, was last night warning the island's 400 residents to brace themselves for winds of up to 130 kilometres an hour and waves that could reach as high as 14 metres. On the upside, school has been called off for the day, so at least some of the islanders were high-fiving. Meanwhile, police and rescue services on Queensland's Sunshine and Gold Coast spent the day yesterday responding to emergency calls as heavy rains there caused rivers to rise and homes to flood. Enough with the crazy weather already. Imagine 1,500 people spitting into a cup. Then imagine collecting all of those spit samples and studying them under a microscope. That's what researchers in Melbourne have done, and yesterday they released the results of their study, creating the first comprehensive analysis of what's inside Melbourne's guts. What they found was that there are not nearly as many healthy microbes in the modern-day gut as there used to be in the guts of our ancestors, because we eat too many snacks, scoff too much sugar, and don't eat nearly as much fruit and veg as we ought to. And yes, I know your parents are nodding their heads even as I speak.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the old world globe a spin and bring you a new story from wherever in the world it lands. And today we've landed in New York. Which is where we landed yesterday. Must get that globe looked at. Anyway, Finley, the golden retriever, has broken the world record for the number of tennis balls a dog can hold in its mouth, which is a thing, apparently. How many, I hear you ask? Six, which is one more tennis ball than the previous record holder, Augie, who is also a golden retriever. Must have big mouths, those golden retrievers. There's a link to Finley's Instagram account in today's episode notes.
Sport time!
A last-minute goal by Matilda's midfielder Emily Van Egmond saved the day last night as Australia's national women's soccer team took on China in an Olympic qualifier match in Sydney. Van Egmond's screaming kick into the back of the net in the extra time meant the Matildas remain on top of their pool and will now play Vietnam to secure themselves a spot in the international lineup for the Tokyo Olympics in July.
Pop Culture Corner.
It's Valentine's Day, and that means, of course, that Disney's Zombies sequel is set for release in the US. Called Zombies 2, duh, the movie will not only bring Seabrook High's zombie kids and normal school kids together again, but it will also introduce a new pack of characters in the shape of werewolves. No word on an Aussie release date yet, but it will be streaming in the UK on February 28, so we surely won't be far behind.
What's up, Fox?
Every Friday we check in with Squiz Kids Ambassador Flynn, known as the Fox to his friends, to find out what he's been reading, listening to, and watching. And this week, he's been reading the Dead Famous bestseller, number one in the Skullduggery Pleasant series of books by author Derek Landy. As for listening, he just can't seem to get out of his head that awesome Dua Lipa tune, Don't Start Now. Probably because his little sister and mum spend all day walking around the house singing it. And as for what he's been watching, he's been binging on the YouTuber Mr. Beast, whose mix of crazy stunts while raising money for charities is most definitely a winning formula. Check him out. There are links to all of these cool things in today's episode notes.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. Name the Australian island off the coast of New South Wales that is in the path of Cyclone Uesi. That's right, it's Lord Howe Island. Question number two. What's the name of the golden retriever who can stuff 6 tennis balls in his mouth? Yeah, it's Finley. And question number three. What's the name of the Disney film being released today in the US? You got it. It's Zombies 2. Yeah!
Shoutouts.
Today's Valentine's Day birthday shoutouts go to Sophie from Nowra, Maya from Adelaide, Rhythm from Gosford, Sophie and Laura from Valentine in New South Wales, how appropriate, Oliver from Coogee, Ruby from Mentone, Jack from Putney, and Phoebe from Dalgetty. Happy birthday to you all. And weekend birthday shout-outs too for Cooper in Capella, Jared in Botany, Ivy in Geelong, Ned from Brisbane, Sophie from the Ponds, and Aidan, who listens to Squiz Kids all the way over there in Amsterdam. Stay warm, Aidan. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au or fill out the contact form on our website. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids. We'll be back again on Monday. Now, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.